There are proposals to float some kind of a tax vehicle on a citywide ballot.
Right.
Sales tax or a property tax increase.
Right.
Your position?
My position, as I stated in a full-page advertisement in the Mercury News, is that I'm against any new tax increase until the police budget is secure. Because that proposed tax increase in November, which would be $70 million a year taxing San Jose residents annually, could and would be spent on anything. There is no way to limit that unless it's specifically for one item, which then requires two-thirds of a vote. But the current proposal for my colleagues is something that requires just 50%. So I could spend it on God knows what, and that's not my priority. So, for example, you could do other things in the city to save money. So, for example, you could reorganize the fire department. Every other city in the county of Santa Clara has three firefighters on an engine. We have four. That extra person is equal to 110 police officers. So if I could operate every fire station where they respond to their 94% of the time medical calls and the few fires, and they would still be open, still responding, but I could net out 110 more cops, there's value there. And there's more things that we can do in that regard.
Can we safely say that a Mayor Oliverio would actually do that?
Absolutely.
And how is that accomplished?
That's accomplished by pushing it through on the union negotiations, which, by the way, I believe should change. I don't believe we should have these union negotiations as closed-door meetings. I believe they should be made public. So where the taxpayer, the employee, and even the elected official, because I'm not allowed to attend, can see what's said. We have so much hostility in the labor environment. And I think a large part of it is because there's no transparency on that process. I mean, we need to be adults here. We have so much money. We have mutual goals. Let's meet and do that, and let's do that in a manner that allows everyone to be on the same page.